10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Sawacki.
Hello, December, the busiest month of the year, and when we are decking the halls, hopefully there will be no falls, especially during the most wonderful time of the year. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio, and here it is again, Sunday, so good to me, and I hope it's good to you. And our show, you can listen to it live on the web by going to aginginforadio.com and click the Listen Live button on our homepage. Well, every year, an estimated one-third of adults 65 years and older experience a fall. And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, incidents like this are the leading cause of injury-related death among the elder senior population. And there's also a number of things that you can do to avoid mishaps. One of the areas that can greatly improve this is exercise. Strength and resistance exercises can help you if you do having a fall. And remember, this is the time of the year when we get very busy trying to accomplish way too much during the holidays. So make sure that you are watching out for your own safety. And I have two guests who will be joining me today to talk about that. And my first guest is Dr. Joanne Fletcher. She's a certified aging in place specialist. Welcome, Joanne, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you.
Now, you know a lot about safety and safety in the home and ways to really, you know, things to look out for. And so let's talk about a few of those or name a few of those that you know of that can really make a difference or impact a household, especially during the holidays.
Sure, especially when you're putting up all your decorations and getting the house ready for the festive time of year. First thing I would say is be cautious when you're putting things high up, using stepladders, using chairs, mm-hmm. using a bench to stand on. Make sure that you're standing on things that are safe.
Stable. No swivel chairs.
No swivel chairs and no benches. Well, those are things that need to be. Make sure that you're not cluttering your hallways and your areas that you're walking on, because that's an easy way to trip. As you do that, you're looking at your flooring and you're making sure that you're not putting in throw rugs or adding throw rugs. Holiday floor rugs are beautiful, but can cause trips, especially if you're not used to it. I always go in homes and I tell people, please pick up all your area rugs. Your floors are beautiful. Your hardwood floors are going to outlive you. Your throw rugs could cause you to trip or slip or fall.
Now, I've also heard that if you are really attached to them, because they do bring comfort and warmth into a room, or they can, to actually double stick tape on the both side, on the rug and the floor to help.
I've seen people do that, too. My recommendation is if you're attached to them and you love them, think about putting them as a wall hanging. You can enjoy them up on the wall, and they won't cause you to trip and slip.
So you're definitely not an advocate of the rugs.
I am not an advocate of the throw rugs, no.
Yeah, I could definitely see them getting in the way or just causing somebody to trip. But you know what I find, too? Hardwood floors can be very slippery.
They
so
can. You have to watch.
That's another reason.
One, you have to be careful of your foot covering. What are you having on your feet so that you have the strips on the bottoms of the socks that catch the floor so you are not slipping. They have the no-slip fall socks. Those are important to do. Non-slip soles, those are important to have on, too, making sure that you have the correct shoe covering or foot covering when you're walking around.
Now, I would also think that electrical cords, I mean, we all know that those are, you know, common sense says that they are a hazard if they're not, you know, if they're out in the way. But do you see a lot of this with safety in, you know, are looking what's safe and what's not safe in a home?
I do find electrical cords are misplaced so that they're in the pathways where you walk, which are very problem producing. Also, lighting in a home, I always tell people, check at your lighting and make sure that you have proper lighting so that it's bright so you can see where you're walking. You know, 60-watt bulbs so that you can see you're walking. Putting in night lights so when you get up in the middle of the night to visit the bathroom or take a walk around, that you have a light that goes on. You can get those automatic lights you put in, and they're sensored so that they go on in the nighttime and they are off in the daytime. So it's saving energy, but it's on at the times that you're going to need them.
You know, talking about lights, I heard something recently that one of the areas that people get hurt a lot is using a cutting board and a knife in an area that's not really well lit. Like you may be on a kitchen counter where there's not. Have you heard of this?
I have that. Under the counter lighting is also helpful for that, too. I mean, you can have your overhead lighting, but the under counter lighting helps as well. I've heard that. I've heard just lighting in general. Check around your house and make sure that you have the proper lighting. Reflective tape at the bottom and the top of stairs is also important because it helps you distinguish where that beginning stair starts and where the ending stair, you know, you finish off. So the reflective tape helps your eyes to see the differences.
You know, with it being the holidays and we're just starting to really get into the shopping season, a lot of these areas, there could be safety gifts that are purchased to give to an elderly loved one. I mean, do you know of anything off? What comes to mind when I say that?
I do. If you have a person that you're concerned about their safety, you can do a quick check of their home and maybe get an idea for a gift. A great gift would be possibly putting in a grab bar in the bathroom. In the tub area, and this is a pretty inexpensive gift, making sure they do have those night lights, giving a nightlight gift, or giving a gift of the stripping that you put on the bottom of a tub to make it non-slip. Those are important things that don't cost a lot. A grab bar, a great gift. It enhances your saleability of a house when you go to sell it. Who can't use a grab bar? You don't have to be 95 to use a grab bar, any age, you know, to be in the tub or shower area where you're having water and a slippery surface to have that grab bar to use instead of using a towel bar.
Yes, I've also heard to put bright decals on the glass, if it's a glass door, because sometimes your vision is getting worse, and you may not notice that that's glass, or you may hit the door because it is glass.
Exactly. The diminished vision is an important piece where I'm saying lighting, and yes, you're right, the different colors will help distinguish the eye so you can see the differences there.
Now, I'm curious, Joanne, you don't like rugs. What about the bath and shower mats? Would you, because you mentioned the strips.
Inside the tub?
Uh-huh.
I've seen mats that have the suction cups on the bottom, and actually use it with my grandson, and it works wonderfully. It sticks and it doesn't slip, and you're pretty safe there.
So even though it's rug-like,
it is mat-like. Yes,
it is
mat-like, but it is safe.
Well, I'm here with Dr. Joanne Fletcher. She is a certified aging in place specialist, and also with Angel Guardian, which we're going to talk about a little bit later or coming up here shortly in our show. What are some other areas, Joanne, that come to mind when you think about safety in the home?
Going from the garage into the home, if you have a step or steps going in from the garage, might be a great place to put a grab bar. You know, you're carrying things, you're getting out of your car. The light may not be as good in the garage. So, again, check the lighting. But having a grab bar when you're going into the house is an important piece. Think about when you're going out and reaching out to get your mail. Where's that mailbox place? Is that in a safe place that you can reach out carefully? Do you have to go down steps? Do you have to go in an area that might have ice on it? Think about your placement of your mailbox outside, another quick thing that may save you a slip.
I would think, too, that the corners and tabletops, you know, how sharp are they?
Yes, sharp. And then how sturdy are they? Because I've gone into many homes and watched people and learned about their paths that they walk through in the home, and they're grabbing onto the end of a glass table, and it may not be secure. Well, I have this to hold on to. That's really not a safe piece of furniture to hold on to. So make sure that you have solid pieces of furniture. Make sure your walkways are clear, your hallways are clear and well lit.
Yeah, and like I said at the beginning, you know, doing those strength and resistance training or exercises and training your body to just be stronger, to brace yourself if you are, you know, in the middle of falling or, you know, you're tripping over something, you have a little bit more strength in your arms to catch you or your legs.
Yes.
I mean, you must see that too.
Yes, I do. And it keeps your mind active as well. You know, you exercise your body, it keeps your mind active. That's
important.
Yeah,
you got to exercise your brain and your body these days, right?
That's right.
Now, you're with Angel Guardian. Mm-hmm. And what is exactly Angel Guardian?
Angel Guardian is a company that we start out, and when we get a call, we go in and do a free safety check of a home. It takes about an hour, and we sit down with the client and learn about what their issues might be as they live in their home. We help people stay in their home versus move into an assisted living facility. I tell my clients, I can't make that determination that you can stay in your home, but if it's been determined by a physician or your family members or you've decided, we can help make sure that it's safe enough for you to stay there.
That's so great, because there's a lot of, I mean, when you said sit down and just have the conversation to really find out where the individual or the couple may be as far as staying in their home and how long they want to stay. And like you said, you want to keep them aging right in place. This is Aging Info Radio right here on AM 560. And I'm with Dr. Joanne Fletcher. She is a certified aging in place specialist. We're going to talk more about Angel Guardian when we get back. So stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you lost looking for good care from good people? Then look for the place known for great care and wonderful people, Oak Trace Health Services. Their rehabilitation services help people return to independence fast and stay there with an unusually low rate of rehospitalization. Their staff has all registered nurses and they're Medicare qualified. So when you need rehab, don't get lost. Get Oak Trace Health Services. Call 888-794-3342 or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, tart cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or go to aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and we are talking about aging in place with certified aging in place specialist, Dr. Joanne Fletcher. She's also the co-owner of Angel Guardian. And we're hoping that you will be able to deck your halls with no falls this year and really have a lot of safety in the area of your home and outside your home and even with the winter season. So we're talking about Angel Guardian. Angel Guardian is a company that goes in and assesses what's safe and what's not safe in a home, correct?
Correct.
Now, how is that really different, say, than a handyman?
Well, what separates us or what makes us different than a handyman is that both of us, my partner has been in the custom home building business for over 38 years, so he has that building perspective. He understands the structure of homes. So when we go in and we add a grab bar, we know how to do it safely and it doesn't crack your beautiful tiles that you already have existing in your bathroom. What separates us from a handyman is that we have that additional lens when we look through a home on how to make it safe. So we bring the lens of the builder's perspective and how it can feasibly be done, along with what is the best thing to help that person stay in the home safely. So I guess that's what separates us from just a regular handyman.
Now, as far as your services, so you meet with a somebody that's living in their home, mm-hmm. and they've decided that they want to age in place, stay there forever or for as long as they can. And what happens at that point when they contact you?
Well, then we go out and we make a home visit and we sit down with the aging in place person, maybe the family members. It depends on who wants to be part of that conversation. And we talk about what are their needs. What do they find that is problematic in their home at this point? Whether it is, we had one client that lived in a beautiful ranch that was perfect with zero threshold doorways, so the ground level was all one level, but she had her laundry room in the basement. So that was problematic for this 92-year-old woman. So we recommended moving the laundry room up to the first floor. We did. We put it in a closet, and she called me, and she said, she just loves doing the laundry. Come over. I'll show you I can bring my laundry with. Sure.
Well, it was probably so difficult at 92 for her to even get it up and down the stairs.
It is, and it is was unsafe, we felt. In talking with the family members, they felt so also. So we helped
you sure made
solve.
A difference in her life if she loved to do laundry at 92, right?
Yes, she does.
Yes. Well, I'm here with Dr. Joanne Fletcher. She's co-owner of Angel Guardian. You can get in touch with Joanne at 847-304-5600. Her website is angelguardian.us. Now, as far as that type, okay, so you helped a woman with that. What other services do you offer?
We come in and we will change the a bathroom door that swings into the bathroom to a pocket door. Sometimes if people are unsure on their feet, unstable on their feet, and they fall or they pass out, the bathroom door is shut. And so it's very difficult for, you know, your paramedics or whatever to come in. So we'll suggest, well, let's put a pocket door in so that the door will never be an issue when trying to get into the bathroom if you're in the side of the bathroom and you've fallen and you can't get up. So we'll recommend something like that. Some of our clients like to do gardening outside, so we'll recommend raised planter boxes. Some can be portable, some can be fixed, but they're higher up so that the clients don't have to bend over. Sometimes it's harder for them to bend over based on medications they're taking or just their age. And so we raise them up and they can still continue to garden and not have those issues.
Now, you know, what about railings on stairs? There's a lot of stairways where there's just railings on one side.
Correct. And sometimes we will go into homes and make that recommendation to add one on each side so that you have support going up and down with the dominant hand. So sometimes you'll have one going up on the right-hand side. So in essence, you could come down the stairs and hold on with your left hand. But if they have a weakness in one of their limbs, one of their arms, they can, you know, if we put it on both sides, then they can use both sides with the same dominant hand.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors to really look at or consider in a home that are just like when, you know, people child-proofed their home years ago with their children, or the boomers did. It's the same thing. As you get older, you start to look at, you know, what's safe, what's convenient, what's the flooring, especially we're hoping us boomers that they're going to build nice ranches for all of us, and they're actually user-friendly and very safe.
Exactly.
We're definitely progressing in this area.
And we'll go into some homes and they have a great tub, but the client never takes a bath, and it's problematic for them to lift their leg over the tub to get in it. So we'll take out the bathtub and put in a zero threshold shower. So that seems to work much better. And then we install the grab bars as we're doing it too.
And so it's just all overall completely more safe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Now, how can somebody do, say, a quick safety check? What would you recommend there?
I would say make sure that your floorings are clear, so your pathways are clear. There is not papers or magazines or clothing on the floor that could possibly cause you to trip. If you are having stairs, make sure that those stairways are also clear. And make sure you have good lighting throughout the home at daytime and at night, so that you have those automatic night lights that go on to make sure that if you get up in the middle of the night, you have that to rely on. I would say make sure, and this is, we haven't talked about this yet, but make sure you have a working smoke detector and carbon monoxide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the fall back and the spring forward times of the year, and I hear fire departments always talking about those are great times to change it. So when we go in homes, we just slightly remind them, hey, did you change your battery on your smoke detector or your carbon monoxide, because that's something that you can easily forget, but an important piece to have.
Absolutely. I mean, also with the decorations, you know, being safe with fire hazards. I mean, that's another thing. If the decorations are old or the cord doesn't look right, don't use it.
No, get a new one or, yeah, you're right, eliminate it. You're right.
Well, also, I mean, if you are going to climb to a higher level, doing some type of decorating, have somebody standing there helping you or supporting you.
Exactly. Right? And yes, and don't use a chair. You know, it's funny you say talk about levels, but when we go in kitchens, we talk to clients about the appliances or the heavy pieces that they have in their kitchen that are up above their head. And we always say, move those heavy pieces down to the bottom cabinet so that when you pull it out, if you use it maybe twice a year, you reach overhead, you pull it, and it hits you. Mm-hmm. If you have it on the bottom base cabinets, then you're not as likely to, you know, have it fall and injure you as you're reaching for it.
So it's really just knowing these things, and that's exactly where Angel Guardian comes in. And you can get in touch with Dr. Joanne Fletcher at 847-304-5600, her website being angelguardian.us. You know, it would be really great for you to go into a house for the holidays and really give your own expertise or your advice, and then know that those could be gifts that the family could buy for the holidays.
Absolutely. And it's a free safety check. So there's no commitment. Once we come in, we give you ideas. Now, we can do those, which is great, but we can also make recommendations, and maybe there are some things that you can do. You can take up your own area rugs. We've actually helped clients just roll them up as we're there. Mm-hmm. So there are easy things that don't have to be very expensive to do as well.
And you don't think they rolled them back out when you left?
I'm hoping not.
No. What other areas have you walked into and you've just said, oh, this is a complete hazard?
Well, bathrooms are the number one. Kitchens also, it's amazing what they have around and the pathways that are blocked in the kitchen because they've added an extra rolling cart that is movable so that if you go to actually grab onto a corner of it, it could slip and slide, those kinds of things. The throw rugs in the kitchen, people are real good about putting throw rugs in the kitchen, and sometimes they're very slippery. They don't have the rubber backings at all, and so you know, you're really asking for a problem to happen. Depending upon if a client has arthritis, we may switch out the handles in their sinks and faucet areas to have the lever handles so that they're easily turned on and off. So that's another thing that you might want to consider if you're having trouble turning on. If you have a knob and you have it hard to grip it, you can put the levered handles on to make it easier.
You know, I've always said, you know, that little details can make the biggest difference.
Yes. Handheld showers are another big thing that we add on. We can change out a shower head and put the handheld shower so that it's easier for you to get in the parts of your body that you need to shower at and can't reach necessarily. And you may try to get in a different position to get that spot, and this makes it easier.
Yeah, simplify the life. You know, that's why you're an aging in place specialist. You see exactly what's missing.
Yes. And grab bars in the bathroom. They are the aging population is such a large growing population that companies are now putting out grab bars hidden in plain sight.
Oh, that's
so
great.
That they
They'll
don't
be,
even
like, pull down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. Joanne Fletcher, thank you for being my guest today on Aging Info Radio and for what you do.
Thank you very much.
All right. And you want to stay right here. Coming back, we're going to talk more about safely decking the halls. I have another guest joining me, and that's Paula Levy. We'll be right back.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Here, the food is always fresh, the hospitality is always warm, and a helping hand is never more than a few feet away. Where is here? Lexington Square. where for 30 years, seniors have enjoyed a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Located in Elmhurst and Lombard, Lexington Square offers a full spectrum of senior living options. Active, independent seniors find lots to do and plenty of friends to do it with, while those needing assistance or memory support receive all the attention they deserve. Here, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. To schedule a visit, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. That's 630-576-4800. Lexington Square Senior Residence. You'll like it here.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, life is a dance of holding on and letting go. Well, my next guest is Paula Levy. She is co-owner of AP Lifeline and an independent distributor with Lifeline. And she definitely knows a lot about safety and fall preventions. And we're talking about Deck the Halls, hopefully with no falls today. Welcome, Paula.
Thank you.
Yes, to Aging Info Radio. I'm excited to have you on. You know so much about fall prevention.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, there's a lot to be said. I know that you provide medical alert systems. And I'd like for you, we've all seen the commercial, you know, I'm falling and I can't get up. And, you know, I mean, there's so much truth in that. But what are the other areas that it keeps loved ones safe?
Well, the medical alert service is really a good thing for anyone who lives alone because it gives them that independence feeling that if anything, it's an insurance for them. If they live alone, if something happens, they have a place to go to. They just press a button and they're in contact with a live person. So whether it be that they fell, somebody's breaking in their house, they just feel a little dizzy, you know, that is what it's there for.
Now, you talk about pendants, but I'm sure with technology moving forward so fast, there's other ways. Do people sleep with the pendant or are there wrists? What are the products that are available now?
Most companies have the choice of wearing the basic system that they have, either around their wrist or around their neck. It's waterproof, so keep it on in the shower, keep it on in the bath. If we could glue it on people, we would do that because it's not that it's going to work everywhere, but human nature makes you forget to put it back on once you leave your house. And the worst thing that happens is when we hear somebody had a fall or a tumble and their pendant or their button is on their nightstand. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't reach it. We have a new pendant as well called an auto alert button. And what this does is it automatically detects the fall from a standing or walking position. So if they fall, they don't have to press anything. And what this does, it connects to their Lifeline unit, which is already connected to their telephone, and that's either button. And so they're talking to a person instead of a recording or a 911. A lot of people think you have to get the paramedics there first. The truth of the matter is you pick who you want to check on you. It mm-hmm. does not have to be the fire department.
Mm-hmm. Like you could have a family member to be called, not so much like the authorities or the services available.
Absolutely, because sometimes you just need a little help.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need the whole fire trucks there and the paramedics there. You just need a little help getting up, or you're feeling a little dizzy. You need somebody to get you some orange juice. You know, it just depends. Or sometimes you forget something at the store and you're going to call your loved one to... We have people who press it and say, please call my husband and tell him to don't forget the milk. So.
Interesting. Now, Philips Lifeline provides products such as these. I'm sure with technology, there's a lot of new things on the market.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most new and innovative product that you're seeing come about?
Well, we're really excited because we don't have it yet, but next year the GPS is coming out, and it is going to be phenomenal. It's a system that you wear with two-way communication. It doesn't only use cell phone towers and Wi-Fi towers. It will be able to pinpoint the person wherever they are. It's going to be good for a person of any age because bicycle riders who are on their own, horseback riding, just walk, taking a stroll in your garden or in your forest, wherever, this actually will work anywhere and actually be able to talk to someone no matter where you are. It will have a beacon, too, so if you do fall behind a bush, that bush will... activate the beacon, and people know where you are.
Well, it's good in one way and maybe not in another, right?
Now, well, only if it's activated. It's not going to follow you wherever you are unless you activate it.
So you would activate it every day if you wanted to use it every day, correct?
No. I'm saying if it has an auto alert system in it as well as a button. So if you fall, it would be activated, or if you press the button, it would be activated.
I see. This is so interesting. Now, if somebody was going to get a medical alert system, What are some of the important questions to ask a provider?
One of the basic questions you need to ask any provider is how long of an agreement are you signing? Mm-hmm. There are companies out there that are yearly. There's a company that has you signed for 3 years. You know, is it month to month? Because, when you're getting older, you don't want to sign anything longer than month to month.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be careful. There's a scam going on right now, too, that I want to just educate people on real fast. And that is people are calling up saying you have qualified for a free system because of who your doctor is, because of who you know. And it's a scam. They say everything's free, but then they ask for your credit card information.
Yes, it's not free. Well, stay right here. We've got more to cover with Paula Levy, co-owner of AP Lifeline and an independent distributor of Philips Lifeline. And we are talking about the medical alert systems available. And if you're considering getting one of these, you really do want to hear what Paula has to say as far as selecting a provider and why you should call her at 847-561-9282. This is Aging Info Radio right here on AM 560, and we will be right back.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
When it's your loved one, you want memory support services you can believe in. So call Oak Trace Health Services. They provide care for all levels of need with private and semi-private rooms, a secure environment, and a high staff-to-patient ratio. Plus, they're the place known for providing great care and truly caring. So when it's your loved one and you need memory support you can trust, call Oak Trace Health Services, 888-794-3342, or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Welcome back, and I'm here with Paula Levy. We are talking about having a safe holiday. That's right, deck the halls with no falls. Paula Levy is co-owner of AP Lifeline. She is an independent distributor of Philips Lifeline. And let's see, Paula can be reached at 847-561-9282. If someone, we were talking about if someone wanted to get a medical alert system and the important things to know, you said one is to make sure the contract is not, you know, a really long contract. It's more month to month. And what are some other things that you really do feel are really important when looking at a provider or calling you?
Basically looking at the system itself, because there are systems out there that only go 250 feet. There are systems out there that, meaning that in your home, it's only one room. We have 800 feet. There are other companies that might have that as well, but it's an important question to ask anyone you're calling. What is the range of your button to your machine? So when we go out, it is, we check everywhere, and that's the difference between the local provider. We are outside their door in these wintry times and the ice, that if they are taking their garbage out, we make sure that button goes to the garbage, to the end of their driveway, to the trash room of their condo, so they are safe even there.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what about, where is your monitoring center?
The monitoring center is in the USA, in Massachusetts, and so you are calling the United States, you're getting a live person on the other line who actually asks you if you're okay. And you can have a conversation with them. But the fallacy of all these systems is people think that you have to talk to them to get help. The truth is you have to talk to them not to get help. So if you accidentally press your button and you tell them that, that's fine. Mm-hmm. If you accidentally press your button and you don't talk to them at all, they're going to call your responder to get you help.
Oh, absolutely. Now, the monitoring center is in the United States, which is definitely a plus. Mm-hmm. Is it shared with any other companies?
Not at all. It's
so
just
the AP,
for Philips.
Or the Philips Lifeline Center is just their center.
It's just their center. It's only, and they have a secondary center in case of inclement weather, I should say, which is also in the U.S., and it's just used for Philips. We visited the center to make sure everything was on the up and up to our standards as well, and they have a queue system, and they know how many seconds it takes to answer the call. They know who's waiting, and it's pretty amazing.
Oh, I could see that, you know, just learning what exactly happens or when the calls come in, what goes on. And it's really great to know that that center is not a shared company, because that's when service declines.
That's also, and if we've heard, and I don't know if this is the case either, that a lot of shared companies, they have a primary and a secondary, and you might not be the primary call.
Yes, not good. Is this covered under Medicare, Medicaid, or long-term health insurance?
It is not covered under Medicare. It is covered under Medicaid, but you do need a case manager to call it in for you. And it is covered under some long-term health insurances. So you do need to call your insurance agent to make sure it's covered.
Interesting. And I'm sure you see a lot of different scenarios in that area as far as coverage, except for Medicaid. Like you said, if it's called in with a caseworker.
Mm-hmm. Their case manager. And the long-term health insurance, we work with them. We do our own billing, so we can work with them in any way needed. If you need us, you have to do the initial call because obviously we need permission. But then we can go from there.
Well, I am with the co-owner of AP Lifeline, and that's Paula Levy. Her phone number, 847-561-9282. Okay, cell phones. We all have cell phones. Why would someone need a medical alert if they already have a cell phone?
Can you take your cell phone in the shower with you?
No.
It's not waterproof.
No.
And a lot of accidents do happen in the bathroom. And although you might have your cell phone in there, you're going to ruin it with all the steam. So you really don't want to bring a cell phone into the washroom with you. If you fall holding your cell phone and it's in your hand, where does that cell phone go? it usually falls across the floor, where if you're wearing some type of button, it's on you. You can press it immediately.
Oh, yeah. You know, one of the things that you hear over and over again is I had a pendant and I just didn't have it on. And like you said, yours are waterproof. Mm-hmm. They can wear a bracelet or a pendant. But, I mean, you must even hear this being a co-owner of AP Lifeline.
We hear different things. Oh, can you get a different string? You know, why do I have to wear that string? And the truth is you don't. You can change it to any necklace you want or any wristband you want because really it's just like a watch band. So if you have a certain band you'd prefer wearing or a certain necklace you'd prefer wearing, you can just put it under your shirt and nobody would know the difference.
Well, it's so valuable. And why do you think this would be such a wonderful holiday gift?
Well, it's safety. It's something that somebody wouldn't necessarily buy for themselves, but it's a present for the whole family. You know your parent or loved one is safe because they have this, because they'd press it if they don't, and it gives you peace of mind. It's and they know they're safe. It's something that if you talk to most of people, they're going to say, oh, I don't need that. I know somebody who had it, but I don't need that. And unfortunately, we start out a lot of presentations with saying, okay, how many people here can tell me that, you know, Aunt Martha's not coming to holiday dinner because she's going to be laying on the floor.
Right.
You know, the point is no one ever knows when they're going to fall. It's just this isn't insurance. So if you do fall or have a mishap, that you have help and you're not in the hospital for days and days. So in essence, it's also saving money.
I think it would give somebody, especially if they're living alone, a sense of security.
Peace of mind.
Yeah. And now can they program it so that the first person's called, maybe their son or their daughter, and then on down the line, and then paramedics, can they, you know, get kind of creative with it?
Absolutely. We have responders and we have notifiers. And responders are just that. They respond to the call, and you can have three responders, and they stop calling as soon as they hit the first responder who answers.
Well,
then we have notifiers, which I'll notifiers are just that. They're notified that something happened, and they're all called.
Well, you want to stay right here. We're going to get Paula Levy's words of wisdom for December. We're talking about being safe during the holidays. We'll be right back. This is Aging Info Radio.
Don't land in the wrong hands with your mortgage and create havoc in your life. If you're buying a new home or refinancing, call U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. Trusted professionals streamline the process, finding a right fit for you. Less paperwork and more personal attention means you enter a frustration-free zone from application to decision. Don't get buried under mountains of paperwork. Simplify your life. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com. You'll be glad you did.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Where is here? Lexington Square in Elmhurst and Lombard, where seniors enjoy a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Active seniors find lots to do, while those needing assistance or memory support get all the attention they deserve. To learn more, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. Lexington Square. You'll like it here.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Welcome back. This is Sue Zawacki, your host, and my guest is Paula Levy. She is co-owner of AP Lifeline and an independent distributor of Philips Lifeline. And we're talking about decking the halls with no falls this holiday season. And Paula, give us your words of wisdom for December.
Words of wisdom. I think I said it before, so I'll use that. Santa can even fall when he falls down the chimney. You know, what if he gets stuck? If he had a lifeline, at least he'd have somebody to call. And also to remember that AP is a local service, and the AP Lifeline stands for Elise and Paula. And when you call us, that's who you're going to talk to.
Yes, they are the co-owner, or Paula's a co-owner, and the other owner is Elise. Thank you so much for being on Aging Info Radio today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And once again, Paula's phone number is 847-561-9282. Their website is ap-lifeline.com. This is a wonderful gift that you could give an elderly loved one. So give Paula a call. And Land Trust, the simple and affordable way to avoid probate. The Land Trust solution, choose who inherits your home with one simple form. The home will then pass outside of probate to who you choose. And this saves your family thousands in legal fees, time, and aggravation. It also keeps your assets away from creditors. Call Chicago Title Land Trust at 312-223-4110. Or visit their website at ctlandtrust.com. And PAWS Chicago is proud to be part of the no-kill movement. They have challenged the methods of traditional animal sheltering, and PAWS Chicago definitely makes a difference for so many cats and dogs. And my PAWS pooch up for adoption this week is Ross. He is a one-year-old male beagle who would look so great with a big red bow. And he could be on his way to your home. All you have to do is go to aginginforadio.com and click on the PAWS logo. Check out Ross or call PAWS Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And yes, Daisy May, that is Ross. And he is waiting, of course, with his paws crossed. And keep in mind, if you've missed any of our show today or any of our past shows, they are up on podcast at aginginforadio.com. Check out our expert partners on our website as well. You can also, if you heard commercials or part of the commercials in our show, they are on our website on their expert partner page. And we also now have an email list on our homepage for if you sign up. It's very user-friendly. We will not inundate you. We send one email a week with our weekly show in advance. And once again, I promise we will not inundate you with emails from Aging Info Radio. And I really want to thank my guests today for the difference they make with safety in the aging and elder care industry. And that is Dr. Joanne Fletcher. And Paula Levy, all of their contact information will be up on our website with their show blog and podcast shortly after we air today. And I want to thank my expert partners, Debbie Schreiner, AM560, and especially my expert partners who support Aging Info Radio. I'm Susan Wacky, your host. Thank you for listening, and I will be back next Sunday. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Aging Info Radio, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm John Howell.
And I'm Amy Jacobson.
And we're very excited to tell you about the next big trip.
The weather is getting colder, so you might already be thinking about getting away to somewhere warm. So we invite you to join us in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic, February 23rd through March 2nd for our